The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Every breath I take.
Today, Friday, is the 23rd of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran, Allah's book. We find chapter Ahzab and we listen to verse 21.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا.
There has certainly been for you in the Messenger of Allah an excellent pattern for anyone whose hope is in Allah and the last day, and who remembers Allah often.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is interesting that the Quran in the verse considers the excellent pattern specific to those who have these three specialities: being hopeful in Allah, hopeful in the day of hereafter, and remembering Allah very much. In fact, faith in origin and resurrection is the motive of this motion, and the remembrance of Allah is the cause of its continuation. For, no doubt, the one whose heart is not filled with such a faith is not able to act like the manner of the Holy Prophet, and also in the continuation of paving this way, if he does not ceaselessly remember Allah and does not send away Satan from himself, he will not be able to continue the proper imitation.
Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah. Allahu, 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 Allah.
Hope for Allah. One of the important characteristics of a Muslim is that he remains in a positive state of mind, whatever the circumstances. He tries for the best and look for wisdom. A Muslim is never in despair, not even in most difficult moment, that is become their belief that Allah is the creator of all things, that He, Allah, has the power to create whatever He wants by saying it to be. The faithful knows that any trying times he finds himself in are a God-sent test. He takes things in his stride, recalling what Allah Almighty has advised him. It may be that you hate something when it is good for you, and it may be that you love something when it is bad for you. Allah knows and you do not know. Chapter 2, verse 216 from the Holy Quran.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with having hope in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the human nature was created by God, and as all people created with innate nature, so we may know that, I mean, we must appreciate the point that from the Islamic perspectives, we are going to receive the divine grace and the divine attention so that we would be led to the right path through divine orientation and guidance. Yet, we have to know that this worldly life isn't, I mean, a pleasant place to reside forever and ever. Yet, in such situations, people are prohibited from losing hope and start committing sins, or, for example, committing wrongdoings against others or oppressing other people simply because one may have lost his or her hope in receiving the divine grace and the divine hope. So because of this, so we find that there are certain elements in this regard. Mainly, everybody should know that the divine grace and the divine attention is sweeter and higher and greater and vaster than the divine wrath. And the divine wrath comes when it would seem that there wouldn't be any way out. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
And now, characteristics of a hopeless person. One of the characteristics of a hopeless person is that he always says, I will come to nothing, I won't have a shining future. Being pessimistic by destroying hope in themselves, they become a vertical dead body which sits and looks forward at his or her dark and vague future. They always make pretexts and make statements like, if I didn't have a spouse and children, if I was healthy enough, if I was lucky, these are all pretexts. These are many persons who progressed and improved their condition without being young or having a spouse and children. One who calculates everything according to material criteria and neglects Allah's grace will fall into depression and hopelessness. But hope in Allah's all-encompassing power and constant attention to His servants, and that Allah wants for life and to reinforce hope is important in their spirit. While using material means, one should trust in Allah and empower his or her soul to start and complete his or her duties.
Source of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
On the series of today's special, we have looked at the tips for remaining hope. And today we introduce you another one, setting goals and getting active. Developing goals is fundamental to be the development and maintenance of hope because it keeps you moving and it keeps you actively engaged in your life and with others. To remain hopeful, you must keep active, set goals and try new things in the hope that it will lead to something new and positive. Part of setting effective goals is making sure that they are flexible and adaptable in order to respond to the ever-changing nature of life. It's important to be open to how your goals may be achieved, as positive change can happen in the least likely of places and is the most unexpected ways. It can be hard to stay focused on achieving your goals, so having people around to support you is extremely helpful.
The relationship of hope between us and the Creator, between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah states, لَأَقْطَعَنَّ أَمَلَ كُلَّ مُؤَمِّلٍ أَمَّلَ دُونِي بِالْيَأْسِ. Allah makes an imminent promise. that whoever puts his hope in any entity, anyone besides me, I will not allow that hope to become reality. Subhanallah. When you have Allah, when you can have your hope translated into reality, with that relationship with the Almighty Allah, with the Most Powerful, with the Most Merciful, why have hope in others? Why should I have hope in my boss, my friends, even my parents, my siblings, my brothers, my sisters? Should have complete blind hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and everything. I seek His help, I seek His guidance, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it happen and will make it happen. He says in the Quran, "Ud'uni astajib lakum." Dua is hope, being hopeful that the ill will be cured, that the blind will be given vision, that the raise will be given to me, that my house will change, that I will find a spouse, that Allah will bless me with children. Dua is a translation of the hope that we have. And Allah says, "Ud'uni astajib lakum." Call on to me and I shall respond. However, don't put your hope in the created. Allah, another ayah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ. Every human being is faqir. Every human being is in need. How can you have hope in the one that is in need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He is just like you. For have put your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your faith completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this very short story I conclude. When Yusuf was taken by his 11 brothers and thrown in the whale, the angel Jibra'il came to him and he said, "Yusuf, why are you laughing and smiling? You should be depressed, you should be crying." He said, "No, I have reached a beautiful realization that's made me happy." He said, "What is that beautiful realization?" Yusuf said, when I was coming onto this journey with my brothers, I said, who can hurt me? I have hope that my brothers will always protect me. I'm the youngest. I have 11 brothers. They'll take care of me. They'll look after me. My father loves me. And I was absent-minded of having hope and faith completely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now when I see myself in the middle of the whale, I've come to the realization that I should only and only have my hope onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah and generally our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amanah.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi al-Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi al-Alameen, رحمن يا رحيم يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله عليه بركة الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, let us reflect upon a maxim bequeathed to us for our guidance by the command of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Seeking God's forgiveness along with the insistence on committing the sin from which you seek forgiveness are additional sins.
We are with you. What about you? Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition regarding the boundaries of counseling, the limitation, the jurisdiction, the rules of counseling, you might say, from Imam Sadiq. As you know, counseling is one of those things which are very important in Islam, meaning taking counsel from others, taking advice from others. This is so important that in a lot of the verses of the Holy Quran, even the Prophet has been advised to take counsel from his companions. Also, in another verse of the Holy Quran, God Almighty says, "Those who answer their Lord maintain the prayer, and their affairs are executed by counsel amongst themselves, and they spend out of what we have provided with them." So taking counsel from others before, you know, making a decision is one of those good virtues which God Almighty has encouraged in the Holy Quran. The question arises as to what exactly are the limitations of taking counsel from others? Who should we take counsel from, right? And then, you know, how should we go about it? In this beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, a lot of this ambiguity has been removed and has been clarified for us. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Counsel should only be sought whilst fulfilling its four terms." What are those? Firstly, that the one whose counsel you seek must be a man of intellect, right? The person you are taking counsel and advice from should be a smart person, should be a wise person, should be an intelligent person. But that's not enough. Secondly, that he must be a free and religious man. Right? He should be a free and religious man. He should be religious. He shouldn't be impious. He should follow the dictates of religion. It's not enough for him to be smart, because if he's not religious, he might be smart. He might give you some advice which is contrary to religion. He might lead you astray in his advice. Maybe this is a good indication that a lot of times people, right, who live in non-Muslim countries, right, when they encounter a problem, they go straight to the psychologist. Right? It's true, the psychologist is an intelligent person. He's been trained, and he knows a lot about the human psyche. But if the person, this psychologist, is not religious, sometimes these psychologists, they give advice which is contrary to the rules of our religion, and we cannot follow them. In any case, in continuation, the Imam says, thirdly, he must be brotherly and friendly. Right? He should be a brotherly and friendly person. Right? He shouldn't be a mean person who's out to get you. And fourthly, that when you disclose your secret to him, whereby he knows as much about it as you do, he would keep your secrets and guard it well. Right? So you shouldn't go to a person who's a blabbermouth and might spill your secrets to others. These were the four pillars or limitations or boundaries of counseling in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Okay, so respected brothers and sisters, welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Quran Kareem with the students of Sevier International School. And these sessions, as you know, okay. Yeah, these sessions, as you know, these sessions are held by IRIB English Radio and also in cooperation with Sevier International School Networks and especially the students of Sevier International School. So let's recite a salawat and start our class. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj. Surah Al-A'raf. Okay. This is a good surah. This is a good surah. We will talk about the Hamzatul Wasl and Qata. So Hamzatul Wasl, Hamzatul Qata, okay? In the first ayah, Sabbih Isma, right?
Wasl.
Ism is a noun. So if you read it alone, okay, you say Ism. You use a kasra. Ism. You remember? Like Ibn. Yeah? Imra. Next one. Alif Lam. Al-A'la. If you read it alone, like you use a fatha. Al-A'la. Right? So Hamzatul Qata is there. A'la. Right?
And there's one.
Three.
So.
Where?
Recite. Mahdi will repeat after you.
Wait, from the very beginning?
Yeah, very beginning.
Sam. Bihism. What? Oh, yeah. I forgot.
No, don't need it.
Go on. Sabbihism.
Okay, without Bismillah?
Yes.
You said Bismillah. You can recite it again, Bismillah.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. What if I recite and you repeat?
Yes.
No.
Okay? Because I have not recited for a long time.
Yes, please.
So, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
Look, أعلى. First one is a light sound. أعلى. Do not start with A. Start with A and end with Ayn.
Yes.
Look. Hey.
A'la means up.
Say it, everyone. Do not say
A'la.
Say A. No. Mahdi, everyone say
A'la.
After me. Repeat after me.
A-I-U.
Quiet. A.
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 Now put. Now join them together.
Okay.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
Okay. The next ayah starts with. The next ayah starts with a hamzatul wasl.
Yes.
So I have to put a. I have to put a fatha on the top of hamzatul wasl.
الذي خلق فسوى
أحسن. Now if I join these two ayah, so yes. I literally, okay, I'm I have to join al-a'la, the lam of al-a'la, a'la. I have to join it to the next lam in al-ladhi. Okay, I skip that hamzatul was. So, listen and repeat. Listen and repeat.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى.
من هنا سين. Read these two ayah together.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى.
ما شاء الله. هذه
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى.
Great. محمد يحيى.
بسم الله الرحمن.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
Again.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى.
أحسن. محمد يحيى. محمد يحيى. مهدي.
سبح اسم ربك بك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى.
Okay, do not say سبح اسم ما.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى.
Now the next ayah starts with واو, and you don't need to put a فتح on the top of Hamzatul Wasl, okay? Because you skip that one, yes? When you join two words together, you skip that Hamza. It just sacrifices itself, okay? Hamzatul Was sacrifices itself, okay, to join two words together, okay. So,
والذي قدر فهدى.
والذي قدر فهدى.
I will not forgive you this time if you say والذي.
والذي.
No, last time he said سبح اسم ربك الأعلى.
والذي قدر فهدى.
The next ayah again starts with the same, but we have again one hamzatul qat' akhraja, and the next one al-mar'a hamzatul wasl.
والذي أخرج المرعى.
والذي أخرج المرعى.
The next ayah we have غثاء حمزة الوصل قطع, and again أحوى حمزة
قطع.
So both we have to pronounce the same, okay? I mean the sound.
فجعله غثاء أحوى.
فجعله غثاء أحوى.
Now inshallah in tajweed when we learned, okay, inshallah when we go to the next level you will learn. Should I read for example this way?
غثاء أحوى,
or غثاء أحوى, or غثاء أحوى, or غثاء أحوى.
Sir, it is the second.
Or غثاء أحوى. Inshallah, you will learn them.
Sir, it is the third.
I cannot tell the difference.
All are the same?
No.
Sir, listen, Muhammad Ahia, are this the same? My recitation? Look.
غثاء أحوى. غثاء أحوى.
this is no different.
Okay, inshallah.
But the rest are the same.
No, they were
yes,
not the same.
Yes, the rest are the same.
Okay, okay. Next. Now look at the next ayah. Sanuqri'uka. Hamzatul Wasl, right? Oh, Hamzatul Wasl. Yes, man, how are you saying?
Wait.
Sanuqri'uka.
I don't see any Hamza. Oh, we have a qatl.
Hamzatul Qatil. We have Hamzatul Qatil, okay?
Okay, we have a
qatil and we have a fas. يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So, سنقرئك فلا تنسى.
سنقرئك.
What are you saying?
Sorry,
this.
سنقرئك.
Listen carefully and repeat.
You did wrong.
Wait, listen.
Okay.
سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى.
سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى.
أحسن. Next ayah, look. We have many Hamzatul Wasl and Qat'a. إِه إِلَّا. Is it Hamzatul Wasl Qat'a?
Is it
Qat'a? Because it has harakat and it has a Hamza.
Yeah.
Next one. ما شاء
همزة الوصل
قطع isolated همزة then it is very clear it is همزة القطع
yes very clear
Allah you are saying that Allah
no Allah yeah alif lam Allah it is همزة الوصل
Allah إنه very much
إنه قطع or وصل
قتل
قتل
two are قتل two are قتل and one وصل
okay so إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ وَمَا يَخْفَى
إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ
Ahsan. Okay, it's enough from this sir, surah. Let's go to surah Al-Ghashiyah.
No, sir, Ghashiyah.
No, no, Ghashiyah.
I will ask you
Shams,
to read.
Shams.
Sir, Ghashiyah is hard. Ghashiyah. Okay. Surah Al-Ghashiyah, next page. Surah Al-Ghashiyah, next page. Hadi. Hadi, read the first ayah and tell me what is there any Hamzatul Wasl or Qat'a? Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sir, can you read first? Then
sir, can I start?
Yes.
And then Minhaj last?
Yes,
yes. Come on, we don't have time.
Hadith. I read.
هل
أتاك حديث الغاشية؟
Okay, wait. He said هل أتاك. So now I ask him a question. Is there any Hamza أتاك?
No, sir. I can't see because it is like this.
No, because my house big face is in the way.
هل أتاك? Again, read it.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية?
Thank you. من هل say next ayah?
وجوه يومئذ خاشية.
Thank you. يومئذ, right? حمزة القطع. محمد يحيى, next آية.
قتل. عاملة ناصية.
ناصية. Okay, محمد مهدي.
تصلى نار حامية.
Okay, الحمد لله. Okay. تصلى نار حامية. The next one, Mahdi.
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع.
The previous one.
The previous one.
Here.
تسقى. تسقى من عين آنية.
من عين آنية. أحسن. حمزة القطع. آنية. Thank you so much, everyone. صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد.
Muhammad.
Okay, let's recite a Quranic salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum. We learned about Hamzatul Qat' and Wasl that Muhammad min al-Hussein named it Qatl, Hamzatul Qatl and Hamzatul Wasl, okay?
Yes.
Then, inshallah, the next sessions, we will continue some other things and points, topics about Hamzatul Qatl, okay, and Hamzatul Wasl, inshallah. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevier International School Network. Thanks to Minhal Hussain. Thanks to Minhal Hussain, Hadi, Mahdi, Muhammad Yahya, and Habibullah Fasihizada.
Sayyid Hadi.
Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi Muhammad wa ajil
fal. Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before.
IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint. A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my dear guest speakers in the program, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Hussain. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid Abdullah, and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Welcome, Brother Hussain. Assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, glad to be here.
Welcome. Well, we promised last time in the previous episode that we are going to continue talking about the movie The Da Vinci Code and criticizing it content-wise, not artistically, of course. And we reached a point where there is a talk of the Holy Grail for the first time. Let's take a listen to that part, and then we'll be back.
The Pope sent troops to claim the Priory's treasure, but they found nothing. The few surviving knights of the Priory had vanished, and the search for their sacred artifact began again.
What artifact? I've never heard about any of this.
Yes, you have. Almost everyone on Earth has.
You just know it as the Holy Grail.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. And we are trying to criticize the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006, played with Tom Hanks, the major and famous actor. Well, Sayyid Abdullah, you know, there is this concept of the Holy Grail and in Christianity, which is a very sacred concept, of course, or notion. And I guess the whole movie is like revolving around it to some extent.
Yeah.
Right? What is the story behind it? And is this a story real at all?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When you talk about the Holy Grail, it's a mix of mythology and Christianity together. Now, the Holy Grail itself, some of they say it's a cup or, mm-hmm. or a stone or a dish or a container.
Yes.
It first serviced in, I think, 2nd century, if I remember correctly, around right. that time. It was in a novel, a romantic novel. So at first, it was in a romantic story
mm-hmm.
that depicts that yes. one of the disciples of Jesus,
yes.
When Jesus appeared, that he collected and gathered the blood of Jesus mm-hmm. in that container.
Yes.
And thus they believe that this container, whether it's a cup or a dish, what have you, it holds superpowers. And then he sent that cup to Britain, to Great Britain back in the day where the people are. And from there, it became like a belief, a doctrine in Christianity. But it started as a science fiction. I wouldn't say science fiction, but at least it's a myth. It's a story that actually became something now. Like when mm-hmm. it's, oh, the Holy Grail. Everyone knows the Holy Grail. But no one knows it doesn't even exist. It's just a figment of someone's imagination mm-hmm. in a romantic story.
I see.
So it has no basis to it whatsoever. But Christianity kind of, they became...
So it's not like the staff of Prophet Moses.
No. It doesn't even exist. There's no such thing as a Holy Grail.
Right.
Like I said, it serviced in a movie, and then they, for some reason, gave it a life, they gave it existence, and they pushed it to the outside. The same thing with the Trinity,
mm-hmm.
mind you. The Trinity never yes. existed in the Bible. It just yes. existed, it came to the
of
Bible.
Of course, it came after Christianity.
Way
like,
after.
Yeah, way.
And they
way
wrote that, it, yeah. and they put it in the Bible. Now, if you ask any Christian, Trinity is part of the belief.
Yes,
the
exactly.
One is a three and three is one. Mathematically, is not... Yeah. Possible,
yeah.
but apparently, Christian-wise, it's possible.
Yes.
So a lot of these things managed to get their way into the Bible, into the Christian belief, and became reality. So there's no such right. thing as a Holy Grail.
Okay.
But the movie, though, they have a nice twist, though.
Mm-hmm. I see.
The Holy Grail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, Brother Zaid Abdullah. Let's take a short break and listen to a part of the movie, The Da Vinci Code, and then we'll be back with his critique.
Vatican Cellars, 1976.
76, a year of independence, how fitting.
I thought you'd like it.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006. And we just listened to a part of the movie The Da Vinci Code. And this part, Brother Hussein, there is a priest offering a bottle of wine to another. Why is there this culture of drinking in the first place in Christianity? You know, despite lots of disadvantages for it, you know, we know it from science, at least, all right? And not only that, but... if you're a religious person, even if you're a Jew or, I don't know, a Buddhist, a Sikh or a Muslim, they all, you know, despise wine. They don't like it because of their religion, not because of the, let's say, the scientific, for example, proofs against it or the disadvantages that there are in it. Also, the antagonist in the movie kills many people, not only... over with the wine, but he kills many people, which is a very grave sin in also Christianity, right? Well, in the name of Christ, let's say. Like in the Crusade also, we see the holy war between the Christians and the Muslim and so much bloodshed. And so that's that's really humongous. This is something very heinous. Why do some people convince themselves to do such heinous acts under the flag of religion?
Well, see, the thing is, you know, when people are put in power, they have this weakness that they don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And it eats away at them. And they start doing, you know, these different acts that aren't, you know, necessarily, you know, lawful in their religion. And, you know, obviously they always try to justify it by saying that, you know, it's for the good of religion, or, for example, you know, make it similar, or, you know, try to say that, you know, this is similar to this other thing that, mm-hmm. you know, for example, me killing these people is similar right. to, you know, sacrificing these mm-hmm. people. Okay. But obviously it's not the same thing. In regards to, wine and, you know, alcohol in general in Christianity, I'm not sure. I think there's you know, it's in the Bible that you shouldn't drink wine or yes. or something like that. But you know, they kind of changed it over time, where, you know, now this is the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
This is not a joke, you know. This is not just regular wine you buy at the store. This is actually the blood of Jesus.
And this is one of the rituals in the churches that they perform the ritual of Holy Communion. And then they drink the wine, right? They put the piece of bread in it, right?
Yeah, it's and this just is the flesh of
Jesus, and this is the blood.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like it's just an excuse that, you know, someone brought in, you know, maybe a drunkard who really like to drink wine on the job, but maybe.
Okay.
Not sure. But yeah, there is always, you know, this hidden aspect that we have to know.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take another short break, and we'll be back with the criticism of the part we listened to.
The Holy Grail, a magic cup, the source of God's power on earth. It's nonsense.
You don't believe in God?
No, I don't believe in some magic from the sky. Just people, and sometimes that they can be kind.
Back to the program, Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We are still criticizing the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006, with Tom Hanks playing in it. And Sayyid Abdullah, I just wanted to ask you about this part where a professor asked the girl, mm-hmm. Sophie, do you believe in God? Very simple answer, she says. No, I don't believe it. I don't believe some magic from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Just people, meaning I just believe in people. This reminds me of the philosophy of humanism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the past, people put God in the center of everything.
Yeah.
Like the focus on God and religion altogether. But after the Industrial Revolution and the Renaissance, we see everything changed, and man is now the center of the universe. So I guess this, in fact, rings a bell like this. This movie is trying to say or keeps itself in touch with the new development mm-hmm. in the universe, in the human mind and intellect, that man is the center of the universe. Man replaced God, don't you think?
Well, I mean, they do try to push the agenda, because that question, whether you believe in God or do you believe in God, he asked her in the second movie, Angels and Demons,
mm-hmm.
He was asked the same question himself, whether he believes in God.
Right.
And obviously, we'll leave that for the movie when we look at it.
Inshallah, we'll criticize that movie there.
Yeah. So the question of God, obviously, everyone will give you his own interpretation. No, so when we look at atheism, for example, or you say humanism, for example, or the scientists, for example, they try to stay away from the concept of having a magical creature behind the clouds.
Yes.
Because the way they depict God themselves mm-hmm. is a person with a robe and a long beard and just walking behind the clouds. That's their idea of God. Now, obviously, that's an image of man, and the Bible itself testifies to that.
Yes.
When it says at the beginning of the Bible, it says, and God made man in his image.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, then man is the center of the universe, correct?
Right.
So God is man himself. Mm-hmm. I mean, and in the movie, they tried to make that exactly. very clearly.
Yes.
And even the main character, he's trying to highlight the fact whether should we keep Jesus, because if we say he has a bloodline that makes him a man,
mm-hmm.
if we don't say he has a bloodline, he stays a Lord and he stays a God and, you know, revered. So they have this, you know, controversy between whether we should look at man as a God as a man or not a man.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously she adopted that kind of method and the kind of ideology that, no, God, I don't believe in God. And even if there is a God, he's a man.
Yes.
Jesus Christ was a man. I mean, to us, he's a man. He's not a Lord. But to them, mm-hmm. he's a Lord. So obviously, they're trying to get the viewer
mm-hmm.
to shift his ideology.
Right.
And I think one of the parts of the movie was this, the focus was on, one of the focuses of the movie was on that fact.
Yes.
That Jesus was just a man. He had a wife. He had kids. And mm-hmm. forget about the fact that he's, you know,
all a prophet, powerful, a divine.
Or, yeah, yeah. Nothing, nothing of the sort.
Right.
Therefore, she said, no, I'm... just believe in humans.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Thank you very much, Brother Hussein, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. We try to criticize the movie The Da Vinci Code, produced in 2006. Of course, the critique was not finished, so we are going to continue that in the upcoming episodes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Witness the biggest cover-up in human history.
You're saying all this is real?
Real enough to kill for.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Quran Quest, yes please. Quran Quest, answering your Quranic questions.
تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلاتي
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study